It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in this market today?
You know, I'd have to say it's probably not on the hot side, but it's on the warm side, and that would be wheat. I think the market is now starting to look at the fact that our spring wheat harvest is getting on the back side of it. You know, we were at 50% last week. They're expecting 70% this week. But we're also starting to see some varied yields, and they're also got some northern crop that's going to be a little bit later. But on top of that, we're looking at what is Ukraine going to do. Right now, the estimate has them cutting their acres by about 50% because of, you know, cost of inputs. A lot of producers can't get financing, and they want assurances that if they plant a crop, they're going to be able to harvest it. And that's, I think, continuing to help support that wheat market.
Also hearing like Egypt saying they've got enough demand or enough wheat on hand for about 6.5 months or so. And we've also got Australia crop coming. Looks like it's going to be pretty big.
That's true. We do. Australia came out with their estimates the end of last week, and it is showing it's not a record crop, but it's right up there with the record crop of last year. And of course, yeah, Egypt. But it's funny that every time Egypt comes out with news like that, they come in and they buy. So that's something to keep an eye on. But I do believe Egypt will be out of the market here in the short term. Russia's got a lot of wheat they got to move, and right now they're trying to move it at bargain basement prices.
What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to lean towards soybeans on that. I mean, you know, we're seeing some selling take place in the soybean market. Not only are we looking at a record crop potential in the U.S., but we're starting to hear reports of Brazil and Argentina as they're getting ready to plant their crop, and it looks like they're going to plant, again, a record amount of acres. First time over 100 million, and it looks like. And that's going to be a little bit negative to the market as we're going to see a pretty big production in South America for soybeans.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.